保罗神学第十八讲，罗马书第一章三到四节 ，Gaffin Resurrection and Redemption, page 101, second paragraph。好，第一，我们先来讲罗马书一章三到四节的比较老的看法。In the position of Hodge and Warfield, two considerations are pivotal。假如我们看十九世纪的赫治和 Warfield， 他们的解释呢，有两方面的考虑。One derives from the broader biblical context。And the other from the parallel structure of the two clauses. 第一是从整本圣经来看，第二是从这个平衡的句子来看。A, Hodge and Warfield maintain that biblical usage elsewhere, without exception, demands that Son of God refers specifically to Christ's deity. A, 赫治和 Warfield 坚持呢，在整本圣经的用词啊来看呢，没有例外的。Son of God, 神的儿子。是指基督的神性。那下面当然我的老师会说这个是错的哈。B, they stress that flesh, verse 3, must refer to his humanity. 而肉体呢在第三节呢一定是指基督的人性。So that by virtue of the parallelism between the two clauses, 而第三第四节又是平衡的。因此呢 ,spirit of holiness describes his divinity. 圣善的灵就是指基督的神性了。These two factors then converge on the conclusion. 这两个因素呢接起来就可以达成一个结论，就是 The contrast is between the two fundamental components in the makeup of Christ's person, his divine and human natures. 肉体跟灵就是指基督的人性和神性。And these verses show Paul to be an explicit advocate of the doctrine of the two natures. 因此呢我们可以说保罗呢说基督是神人二性，这个二性论的支持者。Several features are characteristic, particularly of Warfield's presentation of this position. 华尔菲特他怎么样讲这个立场呢？有一些特点的。While recognizing that there is a temporal succession suggested in the declarations of the two clauses, 是的 ，Warfield 会说啊，这里讲到按肉体说，按圣灵说，是有一点点时间上的先后的一种的次序。他的书有240页。He maintains that this emerges merely as the incidental, or we might say, even the accidental result of the collocation. 他说，这个先后的次序呢，只不过是偶然的，就是因为这两句话连在一起嘛，所以就偶然的咯。He adds that the relation in which Paul sets the two declarations to one another is a logical rather than a temporal one. 他说，保罗讲这两句话，第三、第四节是这把他们在一个逻辑上的 连结不是时间上的先后 page 241 A little later this point is stressed again 在244页的时候呢 Warfield 又说了 Temporal succession was not what it was in Paul's mind to emphasize 保罗心中要强调的不是先和后 And is not the ruling idea of his assertion 保罗这里所讲的最重要的不是先和后这个 Warfield 这本书呢应该是 The Person and Work of Christ 假如没有记错的话In connection with this last statement, Warfield discusses the place of the resurrection in these verses. 那既然 Warfield 这样说，这是基督神人二性啊，保罗不是在讲先与后。那 Warfield 就要处理呢基督的复活在这节的重要性。Paul has so little interest in the temporal factor that, quote, it is quite indifferent to his declaration when the resurrection took place, page 244.244页的时候 Warfield 说讲到耶稣基督的复活、这个对他的宣告是意义不大的 indifferent Not too surprising then the significance of the resurrection resides exclusively in its noetic function with reference to the divine nature of Christ 所以耶稣基督复活为什么重要呢就是因为指出 他的神性 It is important because of the demonstration it brought to the dignity of his personBecause it brought out into plain view who and what Christ really was. 他说耶稣基督复活为什么是重要呢就是因为指出他是怎么一个尊严的也就是说他是神。Further, he emphatically rejects the idea that the resurrection is the producing cause of a change in our Lord's mode of being. Warfield 又直接地说他不能够接受说基督复活就让我们的主的生存形态来了一个改变。In fact, Warfield states that nothing could be more monstrous than this view. 没有一个 观点比这个观点更恐怖。And more than once, he repudiates the broader notion that Paul is contrasting successive stages of existence. 所以他不止一次呢，他推翻这个理论，说保罗这里是在讲先后的两个不同的生存形态或者是阶段。Paul is not here distinguishing times and contrasting two successive modes of our Lord's being. He is distinguishing elements in the constitution of our Lord's person. 总之呢，不是两个阶段，不是两个生存形态，是主耶稣的人性和神性。The negative factor supporting Warfield's argument at this point is his view that flesh and spirit are not temporal qualifications. 总之肉体和灵呢，不是在讲基督在不同的时间。And that the phrases contained in them here are ill-adapted to express this temporal distinction. 用肉体跟灵来讲先和后呢，是很不恰当的。Number two. At first glance, the interpretation of Hodge and Warfield may seem quite satisfactory and to have a great deal to commend it. 你再眼看下去，第一眼看呢 ，Hodge 跟 Warfield 的解释好像很令人满意，值得赞扬。More careful examination, however, uncovers three major objections. 当你好好的谨慎去查考的话，你会发觉有三方面我们是不能够同意的。Each in itself formidable, 每一个都是对他们的立场很有威胁性的 ，which together make it unacceptable. 加起来呢，加尔文、Hodge 跟 Warfield 的立场是不能接受的。A, perhaps the greatest difficulty is that.最重要的困难是什么呢 ？That this position makes pneuma spirit verse 4 to refer to Christ's divine nature. 最重要的反对的理由就是说，他们把灵圣上的灵在第四节看作是基督的神性。This is entirely without support elsewhere in Paul's writings and preaching. 在保罗所有的著作跟讲道里呢，从来没有这种的观点的。Moreover, spirit is here set in contrast with flesh. 这里灵与肉体对照的 a contrast which elsewhere in Paul refers almost invariably on the one side to the Holy Spirit 记得吗灵和肉体讲到灵和肉体灵的时候一定是指圣灵的罗马书八章四到九节罗马书八章十三节加拉太书五章十六到二十六节加拉太书六章八节腓立比书三章三到四节 The only exceptions being two uses of spiritin an anthropological sense, which obviously does not apply here. 只有两处灵是指人的灵，哥林多前书五章五节，哥林多后书七章一节，当然跟我们这里讨论的没有关系了。而请注意，刚才我们讲的是灵这个字，不是属灵那个字啊。属灵是这个字从来没有指人的灵，灵这个字有指人的灵。哥林多前书五章五节，哥林多后书七章第一节。我再说这里 Gaffin 我的老师提出的反对理由是灵从来不是指基督的神性指圣灵指人的灵 Both Hodge and Warfield tried to remove this objection by pointing to the genitival qualifier of holiness 那 Hodge 跟 Warfield 他尝试去回答这个反对的论调他就讲圣善的圣善灵的圣善的 maintaining that it has been used expressly to show the Holy Spirit is not in view 圣善的灵呢他们说就是不是指圣灵咯 admittedly this is a unique combination not occurring elsewhere in the New Testament 我的老师说是的在新约圣经没有用圣善的灵这样的说法新约圣经没有 other early Christian literature or the Septuagint 其实是一本跟早期基督教的著作都没有讲圣善的灵 Spirit of Holiness However, that hardly means that the Holy Spirit is not being described 但是从来没有圣善的灵这个说法呢不等于说这里不是在讲圣灵 Or that it refers to Christ's divine nature 也不能说这个就证明这里是讲基督的神性圣善的灵这个词没有用就不等于这里不是指圣灵是指基督的神性 As a matter of factThe slight linguistic evidence available decidedly favors a reference to the Holy Spirit. 我们手上所有的语言上的证据是支持圣善的灵是指圣灵的。Number one, the most plausible explanation is that 最能让人相信的这个解释为什么说圣善的灵 is that it is a Hebraism. 就是说这个是一个希伯来语的翻成希伯来文的 An exact rendering of Rosh HaKodesh 就是圣灵啊圣洁的灵希伯来文的啊的直接的希腊文的翻译 This expression occurs three times in the Old Testament 这个圣的灵圣洁的灵呢在旧约是出现过三次的 Referring that which indwells the faithful 就是说是住在信徒心中的比方说诗篇五十篇啊是一节不要让圣灵啊离开我啊 and is capable of grief 也可以忧伤的这个灵这个圣上灵可以忧伤的 moreover in each instance the Septuagint translated with pneuma hagion 而且每一次呢七十四本都翻成圣洁的灵在七十四一本包括诗篇五十篇十一节以赛亚书六十三篇十到十一节 Number two One other occurrence of this expression is extant in the testaments of the 12 patriarchs、另外有一个地方圣经以外的所谓十二个先祖的、遗命 Here to pneuma in view is that which rests upon the saints 这里圣上的灵也是指住在圣徒里面的If anything, then, linguistic considerations support the analogy of Paul's usage, which favors a reference here to the Holy Spirit. 总之呢，你研究圣上的灵，还有希伯来文等等呢，你会支持啊这个看法，就是这里保罗所讲的圣上的灵是指圣灵的。This reference is further corroborated by the correlation of pneuma and the resurrection through the two prepositional phrases, which both describe the action of the participle declared.那这里呢圣上的灵又讲复活又讲显明或者宣告 This points to the activity of the Holy Spirit in the resurrection 这里都是在讲基督复活呢有圣灵的作为有圣灵的工作的 which occupies such a prominent place in Paul's thinking 而圣灵的工作圣灵使基督复活在保罗的思想中是非常重要的这里呢就讲完 A 就是说呢、加尔文跟 Hodge 等等认为圣上的灵不是指圣灵我的老师说不是的圣上的灵呢是指圣灵 B Another major difficulty is that the view of Hodge and Warfield sees the significance of the resurrection in these verses to be its noetic function with reference to Christ's divine nature in making evident his divinity 第二个困难就是说呢 Hodge 跟 Warfield 认为耶稣基督复活为什么重要呢哦就是在理性上在教义上指出他的神性 Such a notion is not only not present elsewhere in Paul but is clearly foreign to the central thrust of his teaching 基督复活就证明他是神这个呢、在保罗的教导是没有的保罗从来没有说基督的复活就证明他是神The resurrection of Christ is the resurrection of the first fruits, the firstborn, the second Adam. 耶稣基督的复活是以穗之人出水的果子那一位的复活，是从死里头首先复生者的复活，是末后的亚当的复活，从来没有说这证明他的神性。It has no meaning apart from the solidarity between Christ and believers.Apart from what he has in common with them. 基督的复活最重要的是他和信徒的复活之间的认同。他和信徒之间的认同。With reference to Christ's person, for Paul the resurrection concerns his human nature, not his divine nature. 讲到耶稣基督本身的话呢，对保罗来说耶稣基督就是保罗在讨论耶稣基督复活主要是讲他的从人性来看不是从神性来看啊，幕后的亚当从死里复活的的守生者以穗之人的出水的果子都是主要从基督的人性来看他的复活的 Moreover As such Its significance is not purely noetic就算我们说 OK 保罗是从基督的人性的角度来看基督复活但这里也不仅仅是在教导一些教义 保罗不仅仅是喂养我们的理性而已。For as 1 Corinthians 15:45 and 2 Corinthians 3:17 make clear, 正如临前15:24和临后3:17节已经很清楚地告诉我们 ,the resurrection produces a real transformation in the person of Christ. 基督的复活为他带来一个很重要的真的改变。A change which is analogous to that experienced by believers. 就好像信徒与基督复活或者将来圣体复活所带来的改变一样。Especially 1 Corinthians 15:51, 特别是哥林多前书15:51与45:47-49。Christ's resurrection is not evidential with respect to his divinity. 那当然老师这里呢会讲得很武断哈。他说耶稣基督复活不是用来证明他的神性 but transforming with respect to his humanity 乃是为他的人性带来一个重大的改变 See in as much as syntactic 那刚才这段就是告诉我们呢这个圣神的灵是指圣灵是不满意的啊，不令人满意的还有呢耶稣基督复活从来不是要证明他的神性See, inasmuch as syntactical lines put verses 3 and 4 within the orbit of gospel, 既然呢我们看到第三节跟第四节都是在讲第一节的福音 they function as a capsule statement of the gospel. 因此呢第三第四节是在总结福音是什么 a summary declaration of the Christ that Paul preached.To employ Warfield's own language. 所以第三第四节呢是在总结保罗所宣告的耶稣基督就是福音、啊、这个是 Warfield 自己所讲的 Indeed Warfield has given this point its most forceful emphasis 是的 Warfield 呢是非常强调这一点就是第三第四节是在讲 The Christ that Paul preached 第三第四节是讲保罗所宣告的基督But how appropriate for this purpose is a reference to the two natures. 假如第三第四节是讲福音的内容，福音的总结是讲基督的话，用人性来神性来总结，恰当吗？ The two-natured person of Christ is certainly an indispensable aspect of gospel proclamation. 那基督的神性与人性当然是宣告福音的时候必须要有的一个要素，不可或缺的。But it is not the gospel in a nutshell. 但是基督的神性和人性不是福音的总结或者是大纲。The doctrine of Christ's two natures coupled with nothing more than incidental, accidental, indifferent reference to his history and work is not the power of God unto salvation. Verse 16. 假如说耶稣基督的神性与人性那其他关于他的两个阶段只不过是偶然提到的话呢光是基督的神性与人性呢就不是这福音是神的大能要救一些相信的你光是相信基督的神性人性不能得救嘛 While this objection can be pressed too far 是的这一点可能会强我们这点可能会强调的太过分、哦、It force must be appreciated 但是你必须要体会到这点是很有说服力的 And an effort made to discover whether some other interpretation fits the context better 假如你不相信这点那请问呢你怎么样的解释第三第四节才能够真正的符合上下文呢就是上三跟四是讲福音 As a matter of fact the brunt of all three objections here to the two natures interpretation is that 总之呢我们在这里提出很多的反对理由第三第四节不是讲基督神性人性总的来说在讲什么呢Despite its apparently plausibility and cogency, it fails to find a place within the broader context of Paul's theology. 虽然呢，表面上好像有说服力，神性人性，啊，有可能，但是呢，在整个保罗的神学里面，你找不到的，就是啊，肉体是指基督的人性，灵是指基督的神性，啊，基督神性与人性，啊，就是特别是基督神性是复活要证明的，找不到的。Number three, a proper interpretation of these verses. 啊，现在来讲啊，怎么来解释罗马书一章3-4节了？正确的解释 must appreciate the centrality of the temporal factor minimized by worldview. 那正确的解释罗马一章三到四节，你一定要看到 worldview 所忽略的时间上的先后，恰恰就是我们要强调的是中心思想的中心。This can be seen by carefully tracing Paul's progression of thought. 假如我们好好的从第一节开始，慢慢一个一个字来看保罗的思路的话 ，the subject of both participial clauses is his son. 不论是第三节的出生，第四节的显明，都是在讲他的儿子。第三节上帝的儿子。While conceivably son is used proleptically, anticipating what the subject becomes by virtue of the events described in the succeeding clauses, more natural is a reference to the son's specific identity in what follows, that is a reference to the subject's relationship to God. 那这个神的儿子呢，最重要是指儿子与上帝的关系。And antecedent to and independent of the experiences described. Apparently then,pre-existent eternal sonship is in view. 所以呢我们可能呢可以说呢上帝的儿子，这个儿子这里是在讲基督在永恒里是父的儿子。Elsewhere, Paul says that God sent his own son. 因为保罗在其他的经文里面说上帝差遣他的儿子。罗马书第八章三节。律法既因肉体软弱所有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子，自己的儿子。罗马书八章三十二节，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，不爱惜自己的儿子。然后加拉太书第四章第四节，极致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子。Although in Romans 8:32, the approximate reference may be to the death of Christ. 虽然罗马书八章三十二节神不爱惜自己的儿子为我们舍了。In light of verse 3, the manifestation and suffering leading to that death are in view implicitly. 所以呢假如我们从罗马书八章第三节看三十二节的话，就是讲耶稣基督的显现和受难都包含在神不爱惜的儿子。In each case, Christ is sent, that is, incarnated in his specific identity as the Son. 就是说神差遣他的儿子，神差遣他的儿子，儿子道成肉身，他是以神的儿子第二个位格被差遣的。This teaching, coupled with the fact that Paul considers Christ to be divine, shows conclusively that the subject of Romans 1:3a is the pre-existent divine Son of God.这方面的教导，还有就是说，保罗相信耶稣基督是神，腓立比书二章六节，罗马书九章五节，我们就可以做出一个结论，就是说，罗马书一章第三节上是在讲，上帝的儿子是在讲先存的神的儿子 ，divine son of God，and that the divinity of Christ is already present at this point， 就是说，一讲到上帝的儿子，已经讲了基督的神性了，不用再讲的。明白吗？罗马书第一章第三节，第三节论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督。所以这个他儿子，这个已经在讲上帝的儿子。上帝永恒里，父是神，子是神，灵是神。在永恒里，父是子之父子是父之子，永恒里就是的。所以不需要在第四节去证明耶稣基督是神，耶稣就神性就已经已经讲了。 And that the divinity of Christ is already present at this point prior to what is said in either of the following clauses. 第三第四节那两个按肉体说按圣神的灵说，这两句话之前就已经说了耶稣基督是神，他是神的儿子，就是说他就是神的意思。 The basic thrust of verse 3 then is that the pre-existent Son of God became a man.总之罗马书一章第三节所讲的是那位永生神的儿子成为人。那下面我们会继续来看按肉体说跟按圣神的灵来说，就是按照这两个不同的爱用，两个不同的世界秩序，从这个程式来看 从这个历史来看，他是大卫的后裔。从新的 ION 来看，圣灵使他从死里复活，父神宣告他是神的儿子。那个神的儿子就不是指先存的神的儿子了，是他的弥赛亚的工作完成之后，他得到一个新的名字，叫做儿子。第二个名字，新的名字叫主。你说很老的名字嘛？是的，是老的，也是新的，因为神愿意这样子，观他为子，观他为主。好，我们祷告结束。感谢天父给我们看到保罗的教导的丰富，求主给我们有更大的动力去敬拜你和你的儿子叫我们看到我们的救主是何等的尊贵，他也愿意在我们这个世界上生活死复活主给我们知道，他一方面是非常的体恤我们，另外一方面是我们要敬拜服顺服的主宰主帮助我们，怜悯我们让这些的知识化为我们的敬拜，我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名求，阿门。明天2点钟继续。